I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevic.
If you have a big hospital bill or a doctor's bill hanging over your head like so many Utah families do, you have got to listen to this interview we're going to do in about 1 minute with the CEO of Nomi Health. What they are doing, in my book, is phenomenal to help families eliminate medical debt. You've been down this road, Dave. You've been down this road, right?
Who hasn't?
Right?
Who hasn't?
Right?
I remember my last child. When he was born, I had absolutely no idea what it was going to cost me. Had no idea. It was the world's most boring delivery. We went, had the baby, and we left. There was no complications. And it wasn't hundreds of dollars. It was thousands of dollars. And I had no idea. Until I got the bill, I didn't know what I was getting charged for. I just figured, well, that's what it costs to have a kid.
Hats off to KSL Television's Alex Cabrero. He did this story, and then we caught this on KSLTV.com, and I thought, we got to talk to the CEO of Nomi Health. He went out and interviewed a man who has, I believe it's well over $1 million in medical debt. His name is Eden Kerrigan. He's just got bills piling up due to a hospital stay he had, of course, about with COVID-19. Let's listen to Alex's interview with Eden, and then we're going to get the CEO of Nomi Health on the line.
Last count was $1.65 million.
Ever since a long hospital stay because of COVID and the long-term effects of dealing with neurological issues, Kerrigan doesn't know how he's going to pay it all off.
If you count my kids and my family and my wife, yeah, I'm rich. But as far as monetary value, not so much. If they bought my debt, I'd be ecstatic.
$1.65 million. You never get out from under that. You never are able to pay out. Never, ever.
CEO and co-founder of Nomi Health, Mark Newman on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited for our listeners to hear what Nomi Health is doing. So I'll let you do the honors, but I'll give them a little sneak peek. It sounds like you're wiping out medical debt for thousands of Utah families.
Yes. No, it's an absolute honor for us. We've had the privilege to serve Utah over the last 2 years during the pandemic, delivering testing, vaccination programs, you name it, working in concert with the Department of Health. And we wanted to figure out a way that we could give back to the community, as well as all of the partners and local companies that got involved in their teams has just kind of went to bat day by day to kind of tackle the pandemic. And so we partnered with an organization we love, RIP Medical Debt, which buys and forgives medical debt held by people in poverty or spending more than 5% of their income on medical bills. We donated about $2 million towards the cause. And for Utah, that means that we purchased over $100 million of outstanding medical debt for 76,000 Utahns who will be receiving letters over the next 3 weeks forgiving the bills that have been outstanding for over a year and longer, just being a huge problem for them.
Oh, I love it.
So is this going to be a surprise to those people? Do they have any idea that this is coming?
Yeah, we know the breakdown by county. So, for instance, 126 people in Box Elder County and 13,000 people in Salt Lake County, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't know the people. And under IRS rules, like what you can do is buy the pool, and then you can forgive it. Otherwise, it becomes gifts and taxable income and all those elements. So what RIP figured out was, their backgrounds were in the collections industry, and they've been around for 7 years doing fantastic work. I came across them on a John Oliver segment on an airplane years ago,
wow.
Seeing what they kind of get it going.
And what they figured out was they could apply all their experience in the collections industry where, you know, after 6 months or 12 months, in this case, a health system will sell the debt, right? We'll try to get it off their books, sell it to a collections organization. And the collections organization buys it for pennies on the dollar of what they're owed. Kind of like in Enid's example, they're not going to collect $1.6 million. Right. So they will sell it for something to be able to recognize it on their books and get it off their backs because they're trying to stay in business, too. And that collections organization will then buy it. And then that's unfortunately when the harassment starts. Right. The email, yeah. The texting, the credit liens, the lawsuits. What RIP does is they intervene and they buy that debt. Sometimes they buy it directly from health systems. Sometimes they buy it on the open debt markets. Regardless of how they do it, they know where and who and kind of what it's for. But rather than chasing after the people to go do it, they raise money from individuals and corporate donors and other partners. So we're the largest corporate donor now. Mackenzie Bezos donated a lot of money to the organization as well. And we buy the pools and the people get letters and it's forgiven rather than trying to be collected.
Because if I got one of those letters, if I was a gentleman like Alex Cabrera of KSL5 Television spoke to, who had $1.6 million in medical debt, I would think that that letter was a scam. I mean, I would think it was a scam. So is there a phone number people can call if they get one of these letters, if they're confused, Mark?
Oh, 100%. That'll all be covered in the materials. It'll be coming from RIP medical debt. They have the letter, the bill, the process, the programs, and obviously all the FAQs on their websites as well. I mean, the organization's forgiven over $5 billion of debt nationwide. And we're just really excited to be able to bring that to Utah and bring it close to home to support the communities we serve.
Those numbers are staggering, Mark. I mean, almost incomprehensible that there's that kind of medical debt out there. And as amazing as it is to have this forgiveness, I think there's probably a conversation to be had of how we get there in the first place.
Totally.
That's astounding.
Medical debt's a function of bad policy, not choice, right?
Yeah.
You know, like you need a choice. Like for you going to have the birth of your child, I started Nomi. The entire inspiration for Nomi for me was at the birth of my son. We had the baby, we had him, excuse me. And someone came in from finance into our room and they said, "Oh, congratulations on your new baby. I'm Fran from finance. I'm here to talk to you about the bill for it." And I said, "Okay." And I just kind of said, "What is it?" And she said, $4,500. And I blindly took out my HSA card and gave it to her and said, "Okay, here you go." And she said, "Well, what do you want me to do with this?" I said, "Pay the bill." She's like, "Well, you have to put at least 10% down, right? Payment plans, all the various things that we do with." And I said, "Well, what if we just pay the whole thing right now?" And she's like, "I'll take 30% off."
Holy smokes. Right out of the gate.
And what I realized is that it's not the providers. Like, the providers are trying to figure out how to stay in business, and they're trying to figure out how to run their business, and trying to figure out how to get collections and cash in their doors to be able to stay open. But it's the policies of how insurance companies and plans and deductibles and negotiated rates and whatever are kind of run on all this weird behavior. And so Nomi's goal is to simplify all of that for large organizations and make it so that I didn't have to be in the position I was with the money I had to be able to do this, that it's open and possible for anybody to solve that problem for the provider and get the lower cost healthcare. I mean, what's crazy about Utah is that if you can pay cash for a birth, it's half the cost of if you go through insurance.
Yep. Yep.
And
I learned that on another bill that I had, Mark.
Yeah. That shouldn't be something that's only available to the people fortunate enough to have more than $500 in their bank account.
Well, I think it's an incredible conversation. Mark Newman, CEO and co-founder of Nomi Health, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for your generosity. This is a really exciting thing to wipe out so much medical debt for Utah families. Thank you so much for joining us.
And it's going to spark another conversation in about 3 minutes, Dave. I want to go over tips that we found that you can, look, if you don't get one of these letters from Nomi Health saying your debt is forgiven, it's wiped clean, you don't owe this medical bill anymore, there are other things that you can do. Mark Newman, CEO of Nomi Health, got a great tip right there. If you have the cash, of course, not everybody is fortunate to have, you know, $3,000 lying around in the moment to wipe out at least a portion of the bill. But we've got a list of other tips, things that you can do to reduce your medical bills starting today.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.